Hello, friend. My name is Jasmine Starr, a photographer and business strategist from Newport Beach, California, and I am so happy you tuned into the show today. I want to tell you a story about when I literally handed my haters an excuse to trash me like an empty bag of Doritos. Okay, sure. I made an itsy bitsy teeny weeny mistake, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second, but I need to get through this cringe fest right about now. So it wasn't that long ago that I really struggled to show up online as my weird, awkward self. I had a hard time speaking in my authentic voice, and I really wanted to share my expertise with my tribe, but it was a real struggle. I carried so much doubt that I probably could have opened my own sabotage flavored ice cream shop because, let's be real, Ben and Jerry's would have nothing on me. It's true. I suffered from a triple scoop of half-baked fears. I'd freeze up like a fraud, and then I would forget to say whatever was in my mind in front of a camera or trying to teach or talk to other people, and it was no smooth talking for this gummy bear. And in case you're wondering, I'm totally gonna run with this ice cream genre. This whole episode, don't get tired of it. Ice cream's my favorite dessert. We're gonna deal with it. Okay, so when I did talk, I'd spread on the peanut butter swirl too thick. I'd fumble over my words and panic. And there is a true story coming at you in a second. And to top this off with sprinkles, I'd question myself constantly and asked, who am I to teach? I had just started being a photographer. I was just shooting and I was still really new. So who would want to learn from me? It wasn't until I committed to putting my followers first, when I thought about other people and I said, how can my business be in a place of service to you, that I finally got over my fears, my doubts, and most importantly, I got over myself. So I pointed to my fancy camera and I was like, oh, hey, this is my 50 millimeter 1.6 lens. And guess what, Buttercup? There's no such thing as a 50 millimeter 1.6 lens. Like, this lens doesn't even exist. So here I am, guilty as charged. I messed up the name of my own dang camera lens. And here I was like, oh, I'm just helping other people. I'm just creating education. I'm just showing up. And let me tell you, people were up in arms. Like, all the doubts that I had tucked away in a freezer were suddenly running free in my head because people were saying things like, Jasmine, you're ridiculous. Like, that doesn't even exist. Why are you talking about wrong things? Maybe you shouldn't be talking when you don't know what you're talking about. People were like, you don't even know what lens you're using. And all of this was out publicly online. I was so embarrassed and I felt like I just wanted to quit. Not to mention, you would have thought that I had devoured the last bowl of ice cream on the entire planet. Because the haters just tore me apart. So I just had nothing to do but to eat ice cream until I probably ran out of every flavor. So I curled up on the couch for a few days and I had like this never-ending stash of gummy bears because my husband, JD, he hooked me up. I love you, kid. So after licking my wounds and then eventually making myself sick, got a stomach ache, too much sugar, I got off the couch and I brushed my hair and I kept going. Why? Because JD has my back, and he knew just what I needed. Lots of the TLC channel. I am talking about 90 Day Fiancé, Trading Spaces, Say Yes to the Dress, and every other terrible show that that network produces. You know what I'm saying? So whenever you're struggling, I want you to find people who get your flavor. The people who will remind you why you started your business in the first place. So to get to the core of things, this is not about TLC, and this is not necessarily about me curling up on the couch consuming about 10 years worth of calories in a single night. There are times that gummy bears just don't cut it. So how do you cope with people who tear you down, like the haters and the embarrassing business moments? Friend, you are going to have to push all that negativity out of your mind. This is, of course, an extraordinarily difficult thing, but here's the advice that's helped me through the years. When I first started sharing photo tips and tutorials on my blog, when I first became a photographer, I heard through the grapevine that other photographers were talking trash. They were asking questions like whether I was qualified to be teaching and why anybody would pay attention to what I said. And here's the kicker. I couldn't disagree with them. I'm just going to be real. I didn't know why people would pay attention to me, but they did. Not only did people pay attention, we rallied together to help others who were in the same place we were. If there's a demand for your help or your advice, then you'll be able to rally other people around you in the same way, regardless of what other people say about it. Here's where I'm going to be really painfully truthful. It's never going to stop. Someone will always voice the thing we fear the most about our creative capabilities. If you can't deal with the negativity, then pack up your gear and choose a different profession. Like, does that sound mean? I hope not. It's just the truth. And I only want you to know that I am here to speak my truth and share my perspective based on my experience. But the thing that really continues to push me forward, especially as I enter a new industry or I try something new, when I understand I am the lowest of low on the totem pole, I understand, and you can easily see, that there will be industry giants who are incredibly successful and they're wildly talented. And then their lives appear glamorous on the side of the computer in which you sit, right? Like, have you ever had that moment where you're like, wow, that person in my industry is doing such great things and they live such an Instagrammable life. And here I am with a pile of laundry, a screaming kid, and a burning dinner on the stove. Am I the only person who has questioned, like, is my life even Instagrammable enough? I get it and I understand it, but the truth of the matter is these giants who are incredibly successful and have an Instagrammable life is not really attainable for most people, especially when we're starting out. Because to the person who's just starting out, like that giant, he's too far along in his career to be relatable or too far advanced to teach the basics in a way that you can. Because what you offer is different. What you offer is you. What you offer is when and where you started and how you started. And that's really different. If you have big dreams, there will always be people who try to tear you down. Heck, even if you don't have big dreams, there's going to be somebody judging you for that too. Friend, there will always be haters, but there will only be one you making the decision every single day to get up, dust yourself off, and keep on moving forward. Successful people hear the doubt and they hear negativity from others, and then they turn it around and turn it into fuel for their internal fire. They do it. They find that fire. They continue pushing forward. They continue showing up. They continue dealing with criticism in spite of what other people think or say. Why? It's because people like me and you are here to prove that even though we don't have it together, even though we don't have the answers, even though we dwell in fear, even though people say things about us, our story is our own and our purpose is to continue sharing and creating value for others. If you've ever dealt with a hater, I would love to hear how you turned it into a positive. So please leave a comment on Instagram or Facebook and we will talk it out. You can find me at Jasmine Starr. And remember, you are destined for something great, beautiful, and strong as long as you stand in your purpose. And please don't let anybody get in the way of that. In light of this, own your role. Embrace who you are. Love where you live. Celebrate those who will listen to you. Continue to help, support, and give. Those who spew negativity and disbelief will eventually drop their pitchforks and return to the cave in which they reside. Okay, that's just real talk. I want you to keep running, and I want you to never look back. The people who are behind you for a reason. If you would like to learn about the mindset shifts I have made over the last 12 years in business, you can download them for free at jasminestarr.com/mindset, and you can find the link in the show notes. Now, this resource is the top 5 mindset shifts that I have made to cultivate a positive outlook in my business, despite any negativity. If this episode has helped you or inspired you, it would mean the world to me if you left a podcast review. I read every single one of them, so please know they are a direct line to my heart.